Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Toy Photographers Podcast. I'm James Garcia, and on today's show, I'm joined by my awesome Swedish co-host, Christina Alexanderson. Christina, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to do this podcast. Before we get started, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping. You can find new episodes of this podcast on our website, toyphotographers.com. You can also email us at toyphotographypod@gmail.com. In future episodes, we'll answer your guys' questions on air. So if you have any feedback, questions, discussions about the themes we pick, etc., please reach out. We'd love to hear from you. I want to firstly thank everyone that listened to our debut episode, which was my interview with Shelley Corbett. If you haven't heard that episode yet, I encourage you to go back and give it a listen. It was a super fun conversation and will give you an idea of what this podcast is going to be. Here on the Toy Photographers Podcast, we release episodes on the first, second, and third Sunday of each month. The first and third episode are interviews between myself and other toy photographers around the world. The middle episode, which is what you guys are listening to now, will be structured a little bit differently. Christina and I will have picked a theme to photograph, we'll have taken our shots already, and we'll come back here to show each other our pictures and discuss the theme together. There'll also be a blog post accompanying this episode so that you guys can see our photos, because I know it's kind of weird to talk about pictures on an audio format, so we'll have a blog post so you guys can see our pictures and see what we're talking about. That will be live at toyphotographers.com. We'll also use this time to read and answer your questions, give some news on what's happening on Toy Photographers. It's a bit less structured than the interview episodes. Since this is our first one, we don't have any emails to read. So, Christina, let's dive right into the theme. What was our theme this week?
I picked play because I thought that would be good when we are working with toys.
Yes. Yeah, I thought that was a great debut thing, because when I think of play, that's the very first thing I think of is toys. What about you?
Yeah, I think as well, play is a lot of toys, but it also is something role plays. And in a Swedish context, we use it also in context of love.
Oh, okay.
You have, the second word, kärlek, is play in Swedish, actually. So it's two words. You are love and play. Love, play. The second word, or the second part of love in Swedish is play, actually.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
that is part of... You have seen my pictures, so you know. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the issues I brought into the theme when I actually thought about it, the play between a man and a woman, and the part that love plays in that.
I love that. And that really informs the image that you took. Because I'm not going to lie, I saw that and I was like, she thought of this a lot differently than I did. So.
Yeah, but that's, I think that's a language issue, actually. Even though I think in the relationship between people, we seem to play with roles and have different roles. And we do that in play as well, role play. Mm-hmm. So you can see it in that context as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought of plays in that way too, the role playing aspect, and also like putting on a play, you know, like on a stage.
Yeah.
I didn't photograph that way, but I definitely thought of that when I was thinking of the word play.
Yeah, the scenery, just a theater. Yeah, that would be amazing to have done that image. I would have wanted that idea with me before I went out doing my photo.
Yeah, well, I guess, do you want me to dive into kind of everything I think of when I think of play and then go through the images? How do you want to do this?
Yeah, this is a concept that I use in my Swedish part, and we usually don't have the theme and the images in the same episode. So when we start, we have the theme as well as the images. The next episode we will start that by talking about the next theme, and then we will photograph after we have talked. So I'll get your inputs through my photography as well as you will get mine. But we have done the homework this week, haven't we?
Yeah.
So do you want me to talk about your image first, what I see in your image? Because this is also, I think, photography, especially online, is almost a shop experience. You look at images for a couple of seconds and then you go to the next one on Instagram or Flickr or Facebook or whatever. It's a fast food consumer. And one thing I really like when I look at images to is to have time to actually look at them.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so when I opened your email with your image, I saw this image and I thought, wow, I really like this. This is
thank you.
Fun. Should I tell the audience, or I can tell you what I see when I look at the image?
Yeah, totally.
I see a landscape, a photo that is in the landscape. It's in color. It's two figures in the image, one in the foreground and one in the background. The one in the foreground, he seems happy, smiling, riding a plastic bike. And the one in the background is also riding a bike. They have different colors. The one in the foreground has a blue colored bike, and the one in the background is red. The small figure, or the Liga figure in the foreground, has an orange colored costume maybe, and the one in the behind is black. And when I look at them, I know I have the context, because you use context of Star Wars as I do in my image, but in a totally different way. And when I lay that upon the image, and when I start to interpret it, I see this really cute play that is going on. And I see, when I start to actually look at the image, I see two people kind of chasing one another, riding their bikes, riding a bit faster than the other. And soon, just a minute after this image was taken, the one in the background will ride in front of the one in the foreground, and they are chasing one another. And it seems to actually be a really fun play. And the greenery in the background makes the image feel really warm, and it's cozy. It seems to be in the summer, and I feel it like it is summer, because for me right now in January, it's winter and it's snow and gray, and all the colors makes it so vivid and nice and friendly. So the whole image is in itself really friendly, even though I know the characters in the Star Wars saga is enemies. There is the figure in the foreground is a rebel, and the figure in the background is Darth Vader. But I don't see that, because you're playing with that, and I see actually two children playing with one another, two friends playing with one another, riding bikes in the greenery, going down on the road towards some adventure, actually really playing with one another. And I really almost hear the sounds of the birds in the trees, and I see and I feel how warm and nice it is. It's really a sweet image.
Thank you so much. That is more eloquent than I could have even explained my own image.
I really like the lines in the image as well. You lead the viewer really nice into the image, and the figure in the foreground, he's kind of in the center of the image. But we start in the beginning with the lines leading us, or the eye, into the story and the relationship between these two figures. So even though they are enemies, they seem to be really nice friends. And that is a contrast that you work that the image really plays with and makes me smile. And if that is the purpose with it, that to make me as a viewer to feel cozy and feel the possibility of people that are enemies today, they can be friends tomorrow. They could be playing with one another even though there is a war going on. They seem to have laid down the weapons to actually make a ride out on an adventure.
Perfect. That's exactly what I was going for, was that, like you said, playing with that expectation of them being enemies but playing together. When I think of the word play, the first thing I think of is children playing, either playing with toys, playing outside. I think of exactly what you said about the warmth of summer is just that really warm summer air and the light and the bokeh in the background and just that kind of ethereal, fun, angelic kind of feel to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I was going for there. And have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy? Have you seen those movies?
Yes, I have.
Cool. Then you'll know what I'm talking about. I just rewatched the second one a couple days ago, and there's a great scene in that where Star-Lord meets his dad for the first time, and they play catch, and it is the cheesiest thing I've ever seen. And the movie really plays up how cheesy it is. You know, it goes into slow motion, and the music starts playing, and they're giving these big smiles, and it's so cheesy. And that's what I was going for here, was just that really cheesy, fun father and son playing together kind of thing, because not only are Luke and Vader enemies, but they're father and son too. So I wanted to play around with that expectation.
But for me they become children, both of them. They seem to be small boys, both of them, in your image. I can't really see the difference in age, even though I know it's there.
Yeah, I could see that, especially since they're both on bikes and they're both the same size and stuff. You know, I could see how you'd see them as children too.
Yeah, I really like it. But how did you think about the bikes, the colors of the bikes, the blue and the red? Was that a thought behind that, the speed in the ride in the red, or what the symbols for?
Yeah, I was just symbolizing it with the color of their lightsabers. So Luke has a blue lightsaber and Vader has a red one.
Yeah, I like that.
Cool, thank you.
I really like that. I would never have picked that one. But I could ask.
Thank you. I took a few different shots and I was kind of debating back and forth about one. And one of them I had was literally like one figure playing with toys of another. And I wanted something that symbolized play without being so literal about it. So I'm glad that this really, the theme came through in this one.
Yeah, and it seems like there is really motion in the image, even though I know they are standing still. But the bokeh in the background makes it almost moving. You almost can feel or hear the sounds of the warm, cozy summer day that they are out riding the bikes.
Thank you. I'm glad. And I tried to do that too with Vader's cape is kind of flowing behind him, and you know, it's not stiff or face down. It's kind of going horizontally too to show the wind going through the cape.
Yeah, I really like it. I love the bokeh as well.
Thank you. I took this one and I was really happy with it. That doesn't happen too often where I take a picture and immediately I'm like, yes, this is perfect. So I'm glad it worked out with this one.
And that's a good feeling when you know that it really worked, the image. I'm doing this horrible exercise right now, going through my images of Leia from last year. All my images, I've printed them and I'm putting them up on the table and I'm looking through them, and I look at the image after image and I see this one isn't working. What did I even think about when I did this one? I'm really picky about them. But when I come to some of them, I see, oh, this is really what I'm looking for. I see the light. I see what I've thought about. I see the concept. I see the idea. And it really works and works well together with these images. And so it's nice to have a concept working for you. I really think you got it, nailed it.
Awesome, thank you. I love the idea of printing out all your pictures and looking at them. I've never done, like, I've printed pictures before, but I've never purposefully done that as a way to review my photos. I love that idea. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's cool to think about, but doing these, I don't know how many images it's more than 365, because I brought in some of those I did, but I didn't pick because I thought they were so good. Mm-hmm. And looking through them, there's so much images and it's so hard to know where to start. How am I going to sort this? Because I can't see them all at once. I can't do that online. I can't do that on paper. I have to actually make smaller chokes of bits and to look at. And when I have these images that really, where I can see the concept or the idea, it's much easier to actually go through the images. But it's a good practice. I really recommend it, but it's difficult as well.
Yeah, I could see that. I think that's something I'll try to do at some point, though, because like I said, I love that idea and I've never done that before.
Yeah, you should. You should try it, and then we can share the experience.
Yeah, that'll be a future episode. Yeah. Cool. So let's talk about your image.
Yeah.
I guess I'll describe what I see. First of all, I love it. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what I see is it's an image of Han and Leia and a frog. The first thing I see is the frog in the foreground. It's very green. It's the most colorful thing in the whole picture. The picture is in color, but I think the colors are more muted. And the green really pops. So the first thing I see is the frog in the foreground. And then behind him in the background to the right is Han picking up Leia. And you can tell that it's Leia because she's got the cinnamon bun hair.
Yes.
And her hands are kind of on his face and his hands are around her hips. And it looks like they're embracing and he's picking her up. And I can imagine them spinning around and kissing or laughing. And then you have the light coming in and it pretty much covers the whole background. It's really cool how you did it. It's really white to the top left, and then it becomes a little more yellow and brown as it goes diagonally across the image. So I love that Han and Leia are kind of bathed in this beautiful light, and you can, I really feel the warmth of their embrace and the warmth of their love. And now that I understand what play means for you in Swedish, I understand that what they're doing is playing and the love play there. So I think that's amazing. Before I knew that, what I saw was them, the interpretation of the image I got was that she kissed the frog and it finally became Han Solo. And now they're embracing and playing because they're so happy together. So that's the first interpretation I got. And then now that I know what you were actually going for, I think that same theme comes through, that they're playing together, their love is playful, they're very happy together. And I think that feeling really, really comes through in the photograph.
Thank you. Actually, I wasn't thinking about the play, the love. I'm more into the actually play that I have this, you have, this is so typical me, because it's kind of in a series of images that I've done with the frog and the Leia figure during the year, and she's standing there kissing this frog, and she has played with him, with the frog all year, but she didn't get a prince, and now she got a prince, and she just threw it away like this boring toy. He's kind of left behind.
Yeah, I see that too. Yeah, I thought that for sure, that the frog, you know, is facing away from them, and her face, we can't see her face because she's looking away from the frog too, so she's kind of discarded the frog in favor of her actual prince. Yeah, I love that.
He kind of just been left over. Yes. She doesn't want to play with him anymore. That was my idea, actually. But the hard thing I think that's the most difficult thing with working with Lego all together, is that they all seem to be smiling. All the figures, whatever it is, even if it's a frog or whatever, seems so happy.
Yeah.
So the frog doesn't seem to be disappointed, even though it's not allowed to be part of the play anymore.
That's true. If you look really closely, you can kind of see it almost does look like he's smiling. And the way the light is kind of bathing him too, it's like he is feeling the warmth of the sun, and he's the surface you photographed on is this really cool, that looks like rocks or something. So I just picture him warmly sitting on this warm rock and bathing and being like, I just got kissed or whatever.
Yeah, he seems to so pleased.
Yeah.
but I think that's the most difficult thing with the Lego figures. They all seem pleased. They all seem so happy.
Yeah, it's a very...
always smiling.
Yeah, very happy, playful toy to begin with. And even though they do have some sad faces or panicked faces, the... even when you have a panicked Lego face, it still comes through as fun in some kind of way, you know?
That's strange. Or maybe it is in the context that we use them in the photography context that makes it funny. We kind of seem to use the screaming face and make jokes around it and not actually taking it seriously.
Yeah, I never really thought about that. But even when, I am putting one of my minifigures in peril. I remember I took this one shot of a guy. He's like backed up against a cliff and there's a bunch of snakes coming for him. And I think there's a couple skeletons in the background. So it's very clear that he's doomed. And even that is played as a joke, you know? So it's not meant to be as serious or, you know, when I'm using a Lego skeleton or something like that and showing death, it is in a fun, playful way. And I know that some people, that's not the case. But I think that generally, even when you're putting your Legos in danger there, it's in a fun or humorous way.
Yeah, it's kind of the part of the culture through toy photography. Maybe we are wrong. We can ask the audience to give us examples of the opposite.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing I wanted to say too is for the listeners listening to this podcast, please give us your thoughts on what you think play means to you. Share your own pictures right here on the blog post for this podcast episode down in the comments, or email us at toyphotographypod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your guys' thoughts and see your photos and how you interpret the theme. And we might even read some of those thoughts on our next episode next month. So we would love to hear from you guys.
We really love to hear from you. That's the hard part, to get people to correspond with one.
Yeah. Luckily, I think our audience on the blog is very, very active. So I think that we'll get a few good emails at least.
Yeah, they are really active and they can comment on the blog post as well. So you can do it the ordinary way if you don't want to send an email.
Yeah, exactly. Did you have anything else to say about this play theme or did you want
to... No, I thought we would go for the next theme that we are going to photograph on in next month.
Yeah. What is that theme?
My suggestion was feelings, and I think that was a good one when we talked about the faces on the Lego figures. What do you think about? What images pops up in your head, or what thoughts pops up in your head when I say the theme feelings?
When I think of feelings, the first thing I think of, especially since next month will be February, is I think of romantic feelings. I think of love, I think of playfulness, I think of, and then I think of sadness or heartbreak or things like that. I think that feelings is such a broad term that we could really photograph anything and it would count. I'm now going to look at all my minifig figures or faces very, very closely. If I know myself and could predict, I'll probably take something a little romantic or that plays with the idea of romanticism a little bit, because feelings is the theme and we will be posting around Valentine's Day. So
yeah, that's a good one.
what do you think when you think of feelings?
Yeah, but I thought about, we had this theme in my other podcast and we talked about the elementary feelings or the essential feelings that people or humans has. And I thought about, you probably have seen this T-shirts of Darth Vader or Stormtrooper, and beneath all the images that look all the same, they said sad, happy, distressed. When I do toy photography, I usually seem to, we talked about that when you did your interview with me, but that isn't online yet, but we talked about the Stormtrooper face and how it is lacking of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And how I actually in my photography have thought or try to embrace feelings through the body language of the figures.
Mm-hmm.
And how hard that is with the Lego figures, because then you almost always use the face to show feelings. And if I wanted to, I would like to challenge you not to use a face to express feelings, because that's kind of easy.
Yeah, that's true.
Try to do it without the face And maybe I should do it with a face. I don't really like the faces. we should exchange change roles there. I should do the image with a face and you should do it without the face.
Yeah, I like that idea. And I think of the pictures we took here where, yeah, you can't see faces on yours at all. And on mine, you can see both Luke's smiling face and Darth Vader's face in my photo. But yours, they're both turned away. The only face you see is the frog.
Yeah.
So I like that idea of us kind of swapping styles a little bit there and seeing what we can do. I accept that challenge.
Yeah, good. Great. I just came up with that. I thought I'll grab the opportunity.
Cool. And I love Stormtroopers too, so that gives me another excuse, I guess, to play with Stormtroopers a little bit more. So
do that. It's fun to do Stormtrooper images. The helmet is so beautiful.
I just got a book about Stormtroopers, actually. It's called Stormtroopers Beyond the Armor, and it's a book all about, you know, Stormtrooper designs and the stories behind Stormtroopers and behind the scenes, and they talk about toys and merchandising and just how iconic Stormtroopers are. And I got it a couple days ago, and I immediately thought of you because of our Stormtrooper conversation.
Can't you put the book in the blog text and a link to the?
Yeah, I definitely will. I've only flipped through it so far, but I really love it, and I think you would get a lot from it, and so would our listeners. So
yeah, especially really, you really want to look at that book.
Yeah, I'll put the link in the show notes for this podcast episode, and then I'll put it in the blog post as well, so people can check that out.
Great.
Well, cool. Thank you so much for this conversation. I had a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to our future theme episodes.
Me too. I'm actually looking forward to this a lot because it's so out of reach for me in my toy photography. Doing a face image.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what you come up with. So.
Yeah. Until next time then.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, Christina.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. You can find new episodes of this podcast and daily articles on creativity and toy photography on our website, toyphotographers.com. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. We also ask that you please leave us a 5-star review. That'll help spread the word about the show and help us get noticed. You can find us on Facebook at Toy Photographers and on Instagram at @_toyphotographers_. Music for this week's episode is by Jazar, courtesy of freemusicarchive.org. And finally, you can reach out to us with comments, concerns, recommendations, etc. at toyphotographypod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next time.